situation of the vulnerable community in Central Republic Africa, let's put it this way, is extremely fragile. I think fragile is the right word here. We are not completely in peace, and especially in the rural area where people are still fighting, especially the northern part, northern and eastern part of the country. There are still a lot of lootings taking place every day, so most of them have lost their assets. And when I say assets, it means seeds and tools, which are traditionally looted in this country. So it's still extremely difficult, especially, you know, that the funding for the Central African crisis is rather low. And for more than half of them right now, there is no solution.
And what are people saying to you or saying to staff in the field who are speaking to them?
The first need of people is around agriculture. What they need is seeds. In Bangui, they want vegetable seeds, they want maize seeds, and it is so essential for them because the top of the agenda is seeds. Right now, we are entering, you know, the lean season for many of them, and they say, what is the future? The future is during the harvest in November with nothing at home.
And what does FAO's agricultural campaign in the country include?
Right now, half of the program is around direct distribution of seeds and tools, mainly vegetable seeds, but maize, sorghum, some cassava cuttings. And of course, we are giving a kit per household, which is more than enough to crop half an hectare, 1 hectare, it depends where you are. And also, we are keeping an eye on small livestock like chicken and also goats in some areas. So this is a half of the program. Then, of course, there is also a special program which is slightly different with the pastoralist population of the northern part of the country. And we are just right now thinking about how we can help these people, which are not even right now very well included in the program. That is the next step, you know, to make sure that everybody in Central Africa can get access in the coming year.
There's a strong push for immediate support. What are the implications if this support is delayed?
You know, supporting agriculture is the less expensive and the most effective way to help the population in many African countries affected by a crisis. And this is known by everyone. There is no doubt about this message. If it's not done, it means very simply more direct food aid, no doubt. And we have seen that the distribution of seeds, which took place last year, has a very visible impact. If there is no seed in many areas, it means these people, you know, will try to move to towns. It means more displaced population. And definitely, it will mean more food aid, which is so expensive just in terms of logistics, in volumes and everything. We are always sending the same message that if we accept to pay $1 today, it will be $10 that we can spare, you know, in the very near future. When I say near future, it means in 6 months from now, toward the end of the year. I repeat once again that 50% of the agriculture emergency program is right now funded, but almost 50% is not. And it's a big question mark when the rainy season will start end of next month, beginning of May.
And what are your concerns? Because also agriculture is at the core of conflict. When people are hungry, when people are desperate, it kind of...
Of course, you're very right. And of course, without mentioning the political instability, I mean, this is the message we feel as in Central African Republic, to say that if we can help to restart agriculture, which is the main source of income of the population, it will automatically generate stability, social cohesion and peace.